Low levels on the Mississippi River are once again causing problems with overseas shipping. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says that's causing freight rates to go up.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% higher than this time last year. And again, last year was an unfavorable year, but it's higher than this time last year. And then you're looking at, you know, compared to the three-year average, anywhere from 40% higher, 60% higher than that three-year average.
And transportation costs are the main reason U.S. soy has a competitive edge over, say, Brazil.
We're able to do it more efficiently than they are, because one of the reasons being is we've got this very efficient maritime highway called the Mississippi River that can efficiently move product long distances. Well, and all of a sudden, that efficiency is diminished due to low water levels. Then all of a sudden, that overall competitive advantage erodes as well.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.